This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A Chinese company called DeepSeek has generated intense interest and concern here in the U.S. It says it has developed an artificial intelligence model that can compete with American companies at a much lower cost. It got the attention of President Trump.
The release of DeepSeek AI from a Chinese company should be a wake-up call for our industries that we need to be laser-focused on competing to win, because we have the greatest scientists in the world.
OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman praised DeepSeek, saying it's, quote, invigorating to have a new competitor. Trump's Office of Management and Budget is offering a pause on all federal grants and loans. CBS's Paulina Smolinski.
The pause would include the disbursement of all federal loans and grants and potentially cause disruptions to programs such as SNAP food aid. It is unclear how the pause will be implemented, and it is likely to face legal challenges.
The order affects all financial assistance programs except Social Security and Medicare. President Trump signed multiple executive orders last night to reshape the management and composition of the military, including one on transgender service members.
It's not a blanket ban like we saw during the first administration, but what this one does is reevaluate readiness, armed forces readiness, and whether or not transgender persons in the military serving impacts that readiness at all. That's the first executive order.
CBS News White House reporter Olivia Rinaldi. Fire crews in the Los Angeles area got some help from the first substantial rain in 8 months, and now comes the cleanup from some mudslides in the fire zone. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston is there.
Officials have been calling for more resources to help clean up. People have also been on standby to help people clean up if it comes to either mudslides or just the damage that has swept through because of these fires.
The death toll from the fires is now 29. Workers at the Whole Foods in Philadelphia's Spring Garden section have voted to join a union.
Store employees voted 130-100 to join the United Food and Commercial Workers after a campaign by management against the union drive. Whole Foods says it's disappointed in the results, but employee Kai Adams is excited.
People showed up and were so enthusiastic and ready to vote.
Adams says they hope to raise wages and improve benefits, but they know they have a fight ahead. The store is not only the first Whole Foods to organize, it's one of the only Amazon facilities with a union. A warehouse that organized 2 years ago still has no contract. Pat Loeb for CBS News, Philadelphia.
A full-scale replica of the secret annex where Anne Frank hid from Nazis and wrote her diary was opened in New York City yesterday on Holocaust Remembrance Day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So, you've got an oil change coming up. We can help you save on the right oil for your vehicle. Right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Castrol Edge Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Visit one of our 6,000 stores or order from AutoZone.com for same-day store pickup or next-day delivery.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Millions of Americans enjoy time on a cruise ship. In fact, record numbers do.
AAA says about 19 million Americans will likely hop on board one of the big boats this year, a 4.5% increase over last year. AAA's Aixa Diaz says the cruise industry's post-pandemic recovery has been remarkable.
Cruising is a type of vacation that really resonates with a lot of people, and people who have cruised are very passionate about it, and they like to do it over and over.
About 3/4 of cruisers will head to the Caribbean, about 6% to Alaska, and 5% to the Mediterranean. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Federal Reserve has signaled it's nearly certain to keep its key interest rate unchanged at its policy meeting this week, just a few days after President Trump demanded lower rates. Fed officials led by Chairman Jerome Powell have cut the rate for 3 meetings in a row already to about 4.3% from its two-decade high of 5.3%. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies gradually clearing to the overnight. Mid-20s at daybreak. A west wind over 30 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Northwest winds will turn to the southwest, and they will be breezy with highs in the lower 40s. It's 30 at our studios.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
dear senorita, waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Painted pony on the spinning wheel fly.
are good.
For 98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
King of the-
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing.
Saw On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Someone new. She sure looks happy.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. If she's gone to stay, ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 I know. I know, hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. She goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
No one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked. The way she had tanned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool. Her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about.
Should I care? Please don't bother trying to find
local news and timeless hits. WRJN, we're seeking
CBS News Brief. The new Trump administration keeps up the dizzying pace of orders and executive actions, now placing a temporary pause on all grants, loans, and federal financial assistance. CBS's Jared Hill.
The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, wrote it's jeopardizing billions upon billions of community grants and financial support that help millions of people across the country.
An FBI whistleblower is raising concerns about Kash Patel, President Trump's nominee to head the FBI, claiming he leaked information about American captives in Yemen. CBS's Dan Kleidman.
People in the FBI worried that if you get out ahead with this kind of news, that it could jeopardize the release of the hostages.
The NASDAQ bouncing back a day after the Chinese AI company DeepSeek triggered a massive sell-off. Analyst Dan Ives.
The reality is that it doesn't change the position of the U.S. tech, NVIDIA, Microsoft, and others relative to AI revolution.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the...